I have a prayer assignment and concerning the different kinds of prayer. So, two things that the Lord has instructed me to do. First of all, Jesus had a lot to say about prayer. So, let's go to the Gospel of John, please. And I'll remind you once again that from the 13th chapter of the book of John, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour was come, all of the different things that He said from the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th chapters of the book of John were all in what has been termed as the Last Supper. No, it was the Beginning Supper. Amen. They had no idea that He was preparing them for His departure, but He was. And so, in order to get them ready for it, but there's something here in the 17th chapter that we must talk about first. These words spoke Jesus and lifted up His eyes to heaven. Now, let me give you a little background here. We were there in Tulsa, and I was learning about the prayer of agreement. And, you know, from Brother Hagin. So, and our house wasn't as big as that platform. Just about. The front of it wasn't that wide. So you can imagine how small the rest of it was. And the small living room there and a hallway and it was wintertime and there was a floor furnished and a grate in the hall, just to give you an idea. So I said, Jesus is praying here. I didn't realize back then what I just told you about. I just took the different chapters. It didn't, at that time, I didn't realize all of the truth about what was happening here because I was a beginner. These words spoke Jesus and lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify Thy Son. Thy Son also may glorify Thee. And I'm standing thinking, isn't this wonderful? As Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as You've given. And oh, glory to God, I agree. And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, of whom Thou hast sent. Yes, amen. I have glorified Thee on the earth. I have finished the work which You gave me to do. Hallelujah. Oh, now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. Isn't that wonderful? I have manifested Thy name unto the men that Thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and Thou gavest them. They have kept Your word. Yes, keep the word of God, I agree. Now they have known that all things whatsoever Thou hast given me are of Thee, for I have given unto them the words, oh, hallelujah, which Thou gave me, and they received them and have known surely that I came out from Thee. That Thou hast believed that Thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which Thou hast given me, for they are Thine, and all mine are Thine, and Thine are mine, and I'm glorified in them. Beautiful, oh, hallelujah. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to Thee, Holy Father, keep through Thine own name those whom Thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. And while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Glory to God. Now, I didn't realize then what I realize now. He's not saying, I kept them in your name. He said, I kept them inside your name. Anyway. And now come out of thee, into these I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Glory to God for the joy. I agree. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them because they're not of this world, even as I'm not of this world. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but thou shouldst keep them from the evil. Oh, glory to God, I agree with that. They are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Now, all the time I was doing this, I was just walking around in there and just praising God. I've learned a little bit about prayer, and very little, but sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Yes, and the truth will make you free. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also who shall believe through their word. And I thought, that's me. Glory to God. That they all may be one, that thou, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me. The glory? The glory? The glory? Yeah, I don't know about that. But it's written in red. It must be right. The glory which thou hast given me, I have given. Oh, well, yeah, he's given them. That they may be one even as we are one. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. Whoa. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved. No, Father, there's no way you love me as much as you do Jesus. No. I was shaking from I was trembling. I said, but this is when it came. Red words win. My God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. God loves Kenneth. Oh, God loves God. God. God loves me as much as he does Jesus. God loves me as much as he does Jesus. God loves me as much as he does Jesus. God loves me as much. Well, of course, he is love. He can't do anything else. Hallelujah. I learned many years later that that is an exceeding precious promise. God loves me. And I just walked around all day long. God loves Kenneth. God loves me. And I remember when I found the scripture that said, that God died for the sinner, the ungodly. I said, well, I qualified for that. Then I found his mercy endures forever. And I said, oh, my God. Thank you. Settle that. It's in the book. Jesus shed his blood so that that would be true. And then I began to realize that Jesus went to the cross to provide this. Father, I will. I will. I will that they also whom thou hast sent me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. And then you find out that the love of God's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. So the first thing about prayer or any other part of the Christian life is that God loves you. All right, now slip back over here to the 14th chapter. Well, let not your heart be troubled. You believe God, believe also in me. The 21st verse. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them. Now, wait a minute. What commandment? Well, look back over here at the 13th chapter. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men, is in italics, thou all people know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. So now he's talking about that commandment. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Now, turn with me, please, to 1 John. And we'll look at the 5th chapter here. These are letters. Does anyone write you letters in chapter and verse? Well, sit down and read the letter. It's only, well, let's see here. It's 5 pages. The Lord had me some years ago to read the letter every day. Read it every day. Now, technology is a wonderful thing. I am studying, praise God, I have a USB in my car listening to my mother teach on the Lord's Prayer. Now, if that isn't cool, I don't know what is. And to get to hear her voice, amen. And she just going on along there, and she said, Kenneth held a meeting down in Cleburne, Texas. I forgot about having a meeting in Cleburne, Texas. But she was there. Amen. Now, no. Thank you, Lord. Let's turn over here to the book of Ephesians. I want to read something there. And chapter 6. I like to start with the 8th verse. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Then put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts or the fiery weapons of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me. Now, praying always with all prayer, all different kinds of prayer. The prayer of salvation, I've already mentioned the prayer of agreement. There's the prayer of dedication, not my will, but thine be done. There are people that try to pray that on every prayer. My dad used to pray and forgive, and the way he did it, he didn't pray long prayers. And he would say, and forgive us of all of our sins. And so I asked him one day, I said, Dad, did you sin today? What? See, that was not a specific prayer to him. It was traditional. So he just prayed it all the time. And then he said to me one time, he said, you know, it's wonderful after I've kind of learned how to pray here. He said, we always just shot a scatter shot and maybe some of it would land somewhere. There's too many Christian people pray like that. Like throwing mud at a wall. I was a little boy and I thought this was great fun. He'd make mud balls, big mud balls like that, and put them on the end of a stick. My folks had a white garage, and I'd go out there and see how far I could get that. Whoa, pow, whoa, that's cool. Can I? You get a bucket of soap and you wash down the side of that. Then I realized that's pretty stupid. But that's the way a lot of people pray. This is one of the reasons that I so enjoy watching the 700 Club. Because to watch the miracle prayers, and in a disastrous situation, there was one woman that just stopped when she heard the news, and she said, Lord, how do you want me to pray about this? And immediately a scripture jumped up in there. She'll live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Now she had a prayer. She had the answer to the prayer, and it worked. Then you find out watching corporate prayer. Hallelujah. That's a big thing. Corporate prayer. But when you get on social media and you begin to choose people to put on there, pray as you do so, you don't want somebody on there cross-cutting what you're praying. For instance, back there in 1963, Dr. William Standish Reed gave an invitation to come be filled with the Holy Ghost. I turned around there, my mother, I said, is that something you ought to have? My mother said, you should have that, yes. So I just grabbed Gloria by the hand and up. I had no idea what was about to happen. No instruction. No scripture was read. Not just, you want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost? Yeah, Mama said I needed that. Amen. And the men were praying, let go, brother, hang on. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, baptize him, if it be your will. And they just gave up on me. So the women were praying for Gloria about the same way. And so Dr. Reed said, lay your hands on Gloria. No. He said, put your hands on her. And when I touched her back, I knew something happened to me. And I stumbled up on the platform there and sat down. He just touched me on the head and said, no more English. Well, and it just happened. Well, that's the way I want it. No, you don't. That's better not having it. But it's much better if you know what you're doing and why you're doing it. It's not just for the experience. It is a form of prayer. Well, anyway, I didn't know what I was doing. So, let's go over here now, all manner of prayer. Now, 1 John 5. Whosoever believeth Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone that loves him that begat loveth him also that's begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, or this is loving God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Why? His commandment is to love one another. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now he has established here that faith is the victory. He got that from Jesus. He said, in the world you'll have tribulation. I'm paraphrasing. Don't worry about it. I've overcome the world. So you can continue to read. Verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. If we ask anything according to his word, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. The prayer of petition. To petition the very throne of God.
The prayer of the believer isn't a one-way monologue. It's an intimate fellowshipping with your Heavenly Father that takes hold of the promises he's given you. Get Kenneth Copeland's book, Prayer, Your Foundation for Success, and help transform your prayer life to see results every time. God is as ready and willing to answer your prayers as he was Jesus. When you pray according to his word, your circumstances change. Your prayers will turn sickness into health, poverty to abundance, and sorrow to joy. Discover the different types of biblical prayer and the weapons of your warfare so you can use them to walk in victory. He's given you authority in Christ. Learn to pray in faith from that place of authority and access all of heaven's resources. You can have a fruitful prayer life with every hindrance to receiving removed and walk in the success God has for you. Experience a life of peace and joy through a closer relationship with God in Prayer, Your Foundation for Success, a book by Kenneth Copeland, available in paperback or digital download. Request your free copy today on kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org.uk/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
This is my Bible, and I can have what it says I can have. I can do what it says I can do, and I am what it says I am. What am I? I am in Christ Jesus, and He is in me.
One of the things that causes God's Word to work at its best in your life is consistency. Real discipleship is a lifetime commitment.
Join us for the St. Louis Victory Campaign, October 26th through the 28th. Register at kcm.org/STL today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God created you to have a relationship with Him. He loves you and has a good plan for your life. Spending time with God in His Word and in prayer are vital to living a successful Christian life in Him. To help you develop your prayer life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to give you this book called Pray Your Foundation for Success. This book is designed to help you build your faith and strengthen your relationship with your Heavenly Father, which is the very heart of a successful prayer life. You'll learn from Brother Copeland the purpose of prayer, how to pray, and how to get results based on the Word of God. The number one priority in God's heart is to spend quality time with you every day. The more you fellowship with Him, the more you will recognize His voice and see that He is for you and wants to bless you. So get your free book on kcm.org and start spending quality time with God, fellowshipping with Him in prayer. Before we go, let's set our hearts on the One who loves us. Father, You said You know Your thoughts, which You're thinking about us, thoughts of peace and not evil to give us an expected end. If we count the thoughts You have towards us, they outnumber the sands of the seashore. We are Your workmanship, wonderfully made in Christ Jesus, to do good works by the riches of Your grace. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.